Hi everyone, it's Helen from Beacon, and it's that time of the week again. So I'm back with another roundup of what's been going on and what's on our social media pages. First up, we wanted to introduce you to another member of our fantastic team here at Beacon. So on social media this week, we told people about Ruby, who runs our canic store that opened over summer. If you haven't visited yet, it is well worth stopping by. She says what she most enjoys about her role is meeting customers, but also knowing the difference she makes for people with sight loss. You can find our canic store at 19 Market Place Canic, WS111BS. And you can also find out more about all of our shops around the region on our website. Just visit www.beaconvision.org/shops. Next, we're so excited that the JW Hunt Cup has been able to restart this month after the pandemic. The Cup is a charity football competition created in 1926 to help raise funds solely for Beacon. And is one of our longest and most treasured supporters. They've helped raise over £369,000. Wow. To mark the kickoff of a new season, we wanted to share some of the stories of those involved and what the Cup means to them. It's people like Brian, the referee's appointments officer, who first got involved as a referee over 20 years ago. He told us that while he was always happy to do his bit for good cause, it wasn't until a chance encounter on holiday back in 2005 that he came to truly understand the impact of sight loss. He said, "We'd met another couple on holiday with their grandchildren. It turned out that the wife was losing her sight and would be totally blind within a few months. They'd arranged a trip so that they could see them and make some memories while she still had some sight. It really stuck with me and made me think what it must be like not to see your children or your grandchildren grow up." When he came back, he pledged to show his support through the Cup, which he describes as a labour of love. And he's done a fantastic job over the years. Thank you for all your support, Brian. Next, we're saying a big well done to our amazing reception team, who've recently dealt with a record-breaking 762 calls in 3 months. The team are the first port of call for anyone contacting Beacon, whether it's someone looking for sight loss support or directions to our shops. They always go the extra mile to provide excellent customer service. If you want to see how you can help, give us a call. You should know the number by now, but it's 01902 880 111. We've also got another sight loss tip of the week this week, and it's this: take a small step every day. Pretty good advice, eh? But if we're talking about stairs, it's not always that easy if you're living with sight loss. To help, why not place a tactile marking near to the top and the bottom of the handrails on your stairs so that you know where the staircase starts and finishes? For more sight loss advice, why not contact our sight loss advisors? You can ring them on, and you really should know the number by now, 01902 880 111. That's it for this week. I'll be back soon with another Beacon update.